This is the podcast for Woodland Presbyterian Church in Memphis, Tennessee. We are maturing God's people to serve a hurting world. We hope you enjoy the message. And if you'd like to learn more about our church, look us up at woodlandpres.org. Thanks so much. May the Lord bless you.
Paul has spent the first two chapters of Colossians talking about how incredible Jesus is and that he's the head of all things. And that all he has done for us to bring us into God's family, all our sins forgiven, new life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he says this, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. The word of God for the people of God. Paul is saying something very simple. You've won. You've won. If you've welcomed Jesus into your life, if you have accepted the gift of salvation that God offers through Christ Jesus, you've won. Your reward is sitting in heaven, safe, never to be tarnished, never to be touched, never to be taken away. That's your real life. Your real life is an eternity with heaven. And just remind ourselves, for any one of us, I mean, really, that eternity has begun right now. I hope you realize that. That eternity for you has begun right now. And so there's an implicit question. Why not start living with that focus right now? Why not start living with that focus right now? You've won. Why not keep your eyes on that? Why not keep your eyes on Christ Jesus? Why not keep your eyes on God the Father? Why not keep your ears and your heart and your mind open to the Holy Spirit speaking to you, rather than focusing on things in this world? Now, we still live in this world, obviously. We still live in this world. But you know how the scripture says, we're in the world, but not of the world. Rather, Paul says, keep your eyes where your prize is. Keep your eyes where your prize is, where it's waiting, and live that way. Live knowing that you belong to the Father, that Jesus is your brother and your Lord and your master and your Savior and your friend, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Live that way. Don't focus on the things of this world, but in your heart and mind, focus on the things of Christ. Because Jesus, you've won the prize. You've been given the prize. You've been given the prize. And Paul says, focus. Focus on that. And keep your mind focused on that, and your heart and your spirit. You know, I believe each of you knows what a great joy and privilege it has been to serve and be part of this congregation. I have told you from the beginning, the Lord is going to have a great pastor for you. But meanwhile, I got to enjoy you. And I can say, I have had a lot of fun. And I hope you have too. We've certainly eaten well many times, which is awesome. But it's been a joy and a privilege. And we are saying goodbye. But you know, thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Eric, Betty Sue. We are saying goodbye. But it's, guys, here are temporary. Goodbyes here are temporary. But we need to say a good goodbye so you can say a good hello to the Attaways. And I want to say a few words about the Attaways. Providentially, which means God planned it, Jackie and I have become, long before there was any thought about them possibly coming here to Woodland, long before, the Lord brought the Attaways into our lives and us into their lives, and we've become good friends. And so this, for us, this is the cherry on top of the sundae. This is the icing on the cake. This was honest. I want to tell you the honest truth, right? It's like, yeah. I tell you what's accurate. This was something I dreamed. I thought, probably never happen. Probably would never be able to happen. And now it's happened. Now it's happened. I could not be happier. Jackie could not be happier with all this. And I am looking forward to the good future that the Lord has for each of you in Woodland Presbyterian Church. And I am greatly thankful. Let me pray.
Thank you for listening to this message from Woodland Presbyterian Church, maturing God's people to serve a hurting world. If you would like to learn more about our congregation, please visit us at woodlandpres.org. God bless you today.